The Comedy Store would like you to know that the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are strictly those of the speakers or authors and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by the Comedy Store and its affiliates.
Welcome to the Comedy Store podcast, guys. I'm Rick Ingram.
I'm Eleanor Kerrigan.
We got Mr. Bobby Lee with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, Bobby. How are you?
I'd like to start off by asking a question. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I like are you interviewed.
Eleanor, are you and I good?
No, not at all. But, I know. No, this is
because
great.
I haven't talked to Eleanor in about 17 years.
17?
I'm not fucking kidding you.
She's so serious.
She's the longest grudge.
I wouldn't call
it's not a grudge, but I've ever had.
Yeah, because
I'm
like...
Is that both ways?
Or oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. She hates me.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You said both ways, and he's like, oh, she hates me.
She despises me.
Rightfully so. Isn't it?
What started
wait,
this?
Okay, this is what happened. No, wait, let me start this. This
I
is what
didn't
happened
know I was
the
walking
other
into
day.
This.
Rick, you're like, you should have wore a black and white t-shirt, because you're going to have to be a fucking referee right now. This is what happened. A couple weeks ago, I said to...
This is fresh.
No. I said to my friend Lauren, you remember Lauren, used to work here?
I love Lauren.
Okay. So I said to Lauren, hey, I was thinking of having Bobby Lee on the podcast and talking it out. And I go, but do you remember what the fight? And she freaked out. You don't remember what the fucking fight was over? And
oh,
I'm like,
that
no.
Laura.
Yeah, she freaked out. And I was like, wait,
well, there was
what
a
is
lot
that?
Of, there was so, a lot of
but
things.
But the initial one,
yeah.
The initial one was a staff related thing. And that's a normal thing, right?
And like, I will completely admit I did that.
Yes.
What she's talking about, yeah. I did that.
I did not hit anybody. I was
she's
very good.
She's never hit me.
And it's really hard for me not to hit people, especially back then, right? Because I'm fresh out of South Philly.
Eleanor, if you don't know, was she's been part of the Comedy Store for many, many years, as long as I've been in L.A.
Right.
Head waitress.
Yeah.
Talent coordinator.
Yeah.
Stand-up. Stand-up.
Now
right?
Stand-up,
She's,
isn't that weird?
She's immersed into the Comedy Store culture.
But so are you. So
I am
it's
too.
Not fair to not have a fight on the podcast.
I know.
Listen.
And I've had also battles with Shafir.
Sure.
I have several battles going on now.
He hit you.
Yeah, he did hit me.
You
Johnny
and
Camarillo, I have a battle right now, right?
Are you still battling?
Oh,
we
yeah,
have one
we're
of
done.
Those
we're
too.
Dead. We're okay. done. We're done.
We have one of those too. Well, I mean, we're not battling, but we had a little... Yeah, problem.
But Eleanor, this is the big one for me.
Really?
Because
is this your 13th step?
No,
I'm just asking.
But I've been waiting for this for 17 years.
Some resolution?
Not resolution. I just I don't want it to be that way.
Well, here's the thing. When I talked to Lauren a couple weeks ago, I was like, that's a really stupid one. Like, I understand the Freddy stuff and it got stupid later. And there was a lot of whatever, all that nonsense. But that aside, I was like, I don't take this the wrong way, but I don't even think about this fucking guy.
Yeah.
I mean, my dad fought in Korea. I block it out.
I know. I know.
Really
that
quickly.
Goes deep.
But here's the thing, and I misinterpreted her comment, like her sense of humor.
Okay.
Because she used to, when I first came to LA, she used to say stuff like, oh, you know, I grew up in Philly and your people used to eat shit balls from the tree.
No, that's a real thing. That's a real thing.
I don't even know what that meant though, right?
That's a real thing.
But I always thought that was an attack, like, we eat shit.
Right.
No, I just wanted
As
to know
Asians.
What the shit balls were.
I don't know even know what
and
you're talking
why
about.
Why do they put them in the fucking soup?
Wait, there's shit balls in trees?
They're in trees. They're little balls. They fall off the trees. Yeah. And then the ladies...
They're not seeds?
No. The ladies, they pick them up. And my mom used to freak out if we played football in them because you can't get that smell out of your clothes, right?
Is it bird shit?
No, they're balls. They're like little balls.
But
and
what animal?
Wet.
What
out?
Animal?
What fucking animal? Aside from Asian, what animal?
See, I don't even.
It falls out of the tree,
right? Yeah.
The ladies pick it up, and one day I said
to them,
"It's
like a fruit or something."
I don't know. It doesn't smell like a fruit, Rick.
Yeah.
It's slimy. I don't know. So I said to the lady, "I go. I'm sorry." I said to the lady, "I go. What do you do with them? Because we always called them shit balls because they smell like shit."
Smart. Yeah.
So she goes. She goes. We make a soup. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So I was like, you're eating these shit balls? You
flavor.
Eat this?
Yeah.
And I freaked out. And then...
Do you know what kind of Asian she was? Does
I
that
think
matter?
She was Vietnamese because a lot of my
well,
friends
that,
in high school...
That explains everything.
No, I didn't say that. That's what you said.
Yeah, I'm saying
but
that.
I didn't say that.
I know.
You felt it. I felt you feeling that. The way you said, well...
No.
We're very open.
But see, here's what it is that... So when I first came to LA...
Yeah.
she would say things like that. Like, why do you guys eat shit balls? In my, you know, the way I'm so sensitive.
Yeah, just, you are.
And I was also, you know, understand, I'm young, I'm hungry.
Are all Koreans sensitive or just
yeah, we're sensitive people, you know, sure. But we're also a lot of things, but we're sensitive.
Yeah.
We're an emotional people.
Really?
But I'm extra sensitive. And when she used to say that, I used to go, fuck this bitch. It's me.
And we worked together. He was a door guy here. I was a door guy. Because you were in San Diego first, right?
Yeah.
And then me and Freddie, like Soto.
Right.
We all worked together.
Right. And so what happened also.
We used to go to Mel's and hang out sometimes.
And then what happened was Freddie, which I don't even want to talk about it because.
You can. I'm just saying if he'll wake up, that's why I'm talking to you.
Yeah, but.
See if I can bring him back
to
life.
I just see a hand coming out of the earth.
Hey, bro.
We do this in the basement for a reason.
If you don't know, Freddie Soto, probably one of the best comics the store has ever produced.
Yeah.
He really was. Dynamic.
He gets mentioned
honest,
a lot.
Very good.
Yeah.
He's a very good comic. And him and I were friends at one point. When I was in San Diego, he used to drive Mitzi around in the limo. Right?
Yeah.
Remember that, the brown thing? And I used to, it was an open micer from San Diego. He was in LA. We're kind of around the same kind of time, you know, when we started.
Absolutely.
Right.
Friends. And then I came to LA and then I don't know what happened. Like he just.
Wait, really? You don't know what happened?
Well, I mean, what he said. Well, no, I'm glad we're talking about it. And then, you know, this,
no,
I'm going to learn and grow from here. This.
You can make eye contact.
Are you alluding to the fact about the jokes?
There was jokes. There was the whole Carlos thing. I mean, I'm not going to delve
into that.
Because his argument was that I was
stealing his essence.
He
wasn't saying anything.
He was stealing Freddie's essence.
Like if he was doing...
But you have to understand, though, Eleanor, though, when I started, I saw Margaret do her mom.
Right. Well, exactly.
Right?
I agree.
I would watch Margaret as a kid. And I go, oh, I'm just going to do my dad.
Margaret Cho.
So my first jokes were about...
Your family.
My dad. Now, did Freddie do his better? Yes.
Right.
He committed to the character. It was a far more dynamic, a lot of dimensions to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Layers.
Sure.
Mine was just the voice or whatever. But, you know, I was young. I didn't know. And when
That's
I came to LA.
You start. Yeah.
You know, there was a friction between us. And it also stemmed from a fight that we had.
Oh, okay.
In San Diego.
Okay.
So in San Diego, what happened was he used to drive Mitzi, right? And so Mitzi, you know, Fred Burns, you remember Fred?
Oh, sure.
Ron White, I think it's not Ron White. The other guy.
Swallow?
Yeah, I could see it.
Ron Clark.
Okay. Oh.
He was the assistant manager, and they pretty much discovered me, right?
Okay.
Freddie and Ron. And later, you know, Mencia and Paulie and those guys saw me. But, you know, they initially, as an open micer, they said, we think that
this
you
guy.
Yeah, have yeah. something.
Okay.
Right? So one day, Freddie's driving down Mitzi Shore, and she just says, I'm going to fire everybody.
Boy, that's so unlike her. That's so weird. She's usually so fair.
Yeah, I know, fair. And
you worked in La Jolla?
Yeah, I was working in La Jolla
okay.
at the time.
I didn't know you worked there as well.
And Freddie being, you know, an employee, also Mitzi is a very difficult, I mean,
sure.
I love her, but.
She loved Freddie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's like, I've had conversations with Mitzi too, and it's very difficult. You know, it's a one-way conversation.
For sure.
We've all had that, right?
Yeah. I was her assistant for five years.
And you don't also, you know, you don't want to say something that's going to like, because
she'll turn on you.
Yeah, she'll turn on you, right?
Yeah.
But I didn't know Mitzi at that specific time when, because I wasn't a paid regular really at the time. So when he was driving her down, she was saying, I'm going to fire everyone down there. I loved everyone down there because I started down there, right? And I felt that Freddie should have defended Fred Burns, right?
I agree. But this happened so frequently.
Not only that, but I wouldn't have said anything either.
Right.
If Mitzi said something like that, I would be like, oh, fuck. I mean, I don't want
to. Sucks for everyone.
But what am I going to do? You're looking after.
It's you or them. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Why put yourself in
the
guillotine?
So him and I got in and we were in the condo that night when she fired everybody.
She really did fire everybody.
It was a constant. It would happen a lot.
A lot.
And sometimes she would hire them back.
Yeah.
Like a day later.
Or when she moved the club and brought it back. Remember that? Yeah.
With Schubert and Holtzman closed it out.
Right. Yeah.
That was a great part.
So Freddie and I got in a huge fight about, like, almost shoving match.
Wow.
I believe, you know, if Freddie was here and we talked about it, that would be the the foundation of why it went wrong with
that started.
Like where it started. Yeah. I see. I
think
that.
I think that's
that.
What it is. Yeah. Okay. And me not knowing Mitzi, me not be. Listen, I'm number one. I don't know anyone in LA. I'm an open micer. I want to make it.
Right.
I'm an opportunistic person. I had nothing else in my life. No college. Nothing.
Yeah.
And this was it. So it's like, you know, with all those things into play, I'm not proud of.
Do or die.
You guys know how hard stand-up is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm not proud of some of the things that I've done to survive.
All of us, yeah.
So I believe that that's, and I came up here, and then so Eleanor was Freddie's best friend.
Best friend, yeah.
And so, and then she used to do the shitball thing. So then I'm thinking, gosh, she's with Freddie.
That's how she's doing that because balls. Of Freddie.
Yeah, yeah.
But dude, I am a ball breaker.
I know you are.
Of everyone.
But I didn't know you.
Equally.
If now you say shitballs, I would laugh about. I'd say about, you should see the things I say. I apologize
about,
all the time.
About the Irish?
Oh. You know, about, like, no, other Asians or other people, you know?
Sure.
This is, it's a comedy game.
Yeah.
Right? But. So I'm sensitive and all that stuff, and then, so then Eleanor just, I just stopped talking to her.
Well, we, no, we had like the avoiding. Fight about the door guy thing, because remember when Paulie decided to hire Captain Kirk?
Okay, I'm going to, can I defend myself with this?
Wait a minute, but let me explain the kind of idea, because Kirk, fortunately, this guy Kirk ran this place in the 80s, right, and he did everything, and Mitzi
loved him. By the way, he was
him.
Thai.
Oh, right. Okay.
And that's very important. Just listen, fuckface. This is not you two, but the people listening.
Yeah.
Because
very important in the story.
Yeah.
Go
yes.
Ahead.
Because he
is,
was
this is
very
the, this is the original Thai guy?
Yes. He hired a
he
lot of
in
these
other
guys.
Okay.
Mr. Pete. I don't even know if you remember him.
No.
Did you ever get to work with him? I know you worked
yes,
with Mr.
I
Pete. He had a heart attack behind the bar. I had to take him to see her sign it. Crazy.
Okay.
Anyway, Tony, all those guys, he brought them all in. And Mitzi loved and trusted this guy with her life, even though he robbed her a million times over. Anyway, so he comes in and he's like changing everything. Door guys have to do this. If a comic was 10 minutes late, he'd send them home. It was fucking crazy.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, he would. No, it
Judy
was.
Judy Gold almost beat him up in the kitchen. I was screaming my.
He
my
ran
God,
it like, you know, like an army, like a military.
Right.
It was not
he
fun.
He was the Thai dictator of the comedy store.
He constantly was firing waitresses.
Right.
He constantly was fucking with the door guys. So we all kind of had a secret meeting. Like, we're going to stand up to this guy. We're going to figure it out.
Okay.
And there was only one person. One person that went to Paulie.
Yeah.
And ratted out and started the feud between Paulie and I.
Okay. Who was it?
All right.
Here.
He's here.
I'm right here. I'm raising my hand. I did it. I fucking did it.
Okay.
I fucking did it. And also, I'm going to say this right now. I'm going to defend it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Because at the time, who was the talent coordinator?
Was it Scott Day or
I don't think it was.
Corey.
It was Corey.
Corey Comosoto.
So Corey.
Comosoto.
Right? Is dating.
Freddie Soto.
Freddie.
In still no control over the lineup.
I understand that, bud. Okay. I understand that.
Especially Corey.
Now, exactly. I understand that now.
Okay, okay.
But at the time...
You thought.
I thought that, wow, the comic... That first of all, the hottest comic at the Comedy Store, Freddie Soto.
Yeah.
He was number one guy, right? His girlfriend is the talent coordinator.
Sure.
And I'm not getting spots.
Very
Are you
suspicious.
Kidding? Wait, you were really not
I was
getting
not,
spots
I was
at
not.
That moment?
And the reason why... I did it was because Kirk, because he's Asian, I played that card, and he would sneak me up there.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
And yeah. So I would do, he would sneak me up there, and in my head, I'm like.
You got to preserve your.
You were already a paid regular at that
I was, point. But I was not getting spots. And in retrospect, it was because I wasn't that great yet, you know? And I you know, if I could go back in the past and tell my. Younger self, calm down.
Right. And coming from La Jolla to LA is a bigger jump.
Yeah.
Like you're in a bigger pond now.
Yeah.
I did. I mean, in a lot of ways, I was very similar in the way I dealt with Tommy. He was the only person giving me stage time. And like,
absolutely.
People were all like, we got to get rid of him. And I was like,
wait a minute.
This guy's not that
bad.
Yeah. He'd scream racial slurs. I'd be like, yeah, but I mean.
I made a choice. I probably wasn't the best choice. I did it out of survival.
Sure.
I admit that I did it.
But it's understandable if you weren't getting spots. Like, see, you got to understand, I'm not a comic. I'm a waitress. And at that point,
at that time,
we're I'm for the staff. And I'm for this guy's fucking over my staff, my waitresses,
getting rid of
my
your
favorite
friends.
Door guys.
I know.
Shit was going down. Godsick used to have freakouts every five fucking minutes. God love him, you know? But we used to get so fucking mad at Kirk, right? And it was so
I'm going to call it a draw.
No, but I'm going to say...
I'm going to call it... you know what, Eleanor?
But Paulie and I fought from that moment.
I'm sorry.
So you know.
I'm sorry.
He told Mitzi he was going to fire me every
it's
day.
It's a draw.
It is.
I feel like it's a draw. You could be more right than me.
Well, we were just in two separate
camps.
Areas.
Yeah.
Because it's like you're doing it for stage time. And now as a comic.
Yeah.
Who knows? Mm-hmm. I might have done the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as a waitress, I'm like, whoa.
I get it.
What the fuck are you doing? This is the staff. We had a deal. You turned and went to Polly. And I was like, just to get it. Like in my head, I'm like, he just wants to get ahead.
Right.
And a lot of people would say to me, oh, you go tell Mitzi that I'm not funny. I would never tell Mitzi somebody wasn't funny because she would fire me.
Right.
You never went to Mitzi and ratted on people. It always turned on you. If you did that, think of all the people that would go and tell Mitzi all the little gossip.
Yeah.
And she'd keep them in her ear for like a couple weeks. And then all of a sudden they never came here again. And that's how it was. She would bring something up. I would try to avoid it. Or I would, they did great. Or, you know, try to be positive. Like, never. You couldn't get involved in her life. All you had to do was fucking.
Because then you become part of the problem.
Like, absolutely. Because then it was your fault.
And yeah.
If that person, let's just say I said Bobby wasn't funny, right? Yeah. Which I've never said that,
I know you
by
haven't.
The way. I wouldn't do that. But that's their livelihood going on stage.
Sure.
If I said that to Mitzi and then you got a TV show,
right?
I would be in so much trouble.
But
why would I fuck with that?
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what was funny, honestly, back then, especially back then. I didn't really pay attention to you fuckers up there.
Right.
I didn't give a shit. Unless one was fingering me, I wasn't paying attention.
Right.
Sorry.
Reasonable.
So I think.
Reasonable.
And then I only let Jason Hartz do that. And he gets mad when I talk about him on the podcast. Like, I get one more fucking call. You remember I did
Jason
Hartz. Yeah,
I don't remember that. Yeah. But
I try to block it out,
you
too.
Do?
So I get it. Sorry, Jace.
So This is an eye opener. I'm not saying that because I'm Asian, but it is an eye opener.
Yes, I see that you're not.
They're not open.
It's a figure of speech.
It's because of my alcoholism, right? I think, you know, just without going to meetings and being raw, you think you become the center of the universe,
right?
And you make assumptions about how people think and behave, mm-hmm. right? And then you react to these delusions, right? So in my head, I think that Eleanor and Corey and Freddie are trying to get me out of LA. I literally thought that.
Oh, my God.
The world against me.
Yeah.
And I have to survive because this is all I have.
Yeah.
So I reacted in these kinds of ways. That's not the only thing I've done. I've done many things back then, right?
Sure.
And, it's not, you know, I just looked in the mirror. It's not... It doesn't feel great, but I did it.
You were looking to survive in the club.
But I'm going to say one last thing, though.
Okay.
You can say anything.
I know. I have to carefully choose my words.
Not shy. Not even shitballs, but I am not shy.
In my personal life, okay, I make a lot of amends. Yeah, I've always been like that. Because of my 12 steps and all that stuff, right?
Oh, before or after or during?
Even during comedy.
Oh, okay.
Except in comedy.
Ooh, interesting.
Because for me, there's nothing more important. If I believe somebody is getting in the way of my stage time.
Oh.
You know, it's my dream. It's all I have. I really do believe that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In terms of my... Like, especially now.
This defines you.
This is how I pay my mortgage.
Right.
This is how I send my parents money. This is everything.
Sure.
And I've always felt that way. So when I thought that somebody was getting away, you know what I mean, getting, interfering with my dream, right? Yes. I would react in very North Korean type strategies.
And you know what I mean? Told me you were a Southern. You told me you were from the South.
I'm North, definitely.
That's bullshit.
He's my second cousin.
Definitely.
He's a fucking shot my father missed. I'm pissed.
You should have better aim because that would be great.
When I see him, I'm going to punch him in the face just for missing that shot. But I will say this.
Yeah.
As a comic,
yeah.
all my everything changes. Because if someone was getting in the way of my stage time, which, by the way, Tommy did tell me because he was not quiet about.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Anything. Well, and I don't know if it's true or not, to be honest, but he
told
me.
That was the problem with Tommy.
Yeah, you never know when he's fucking lying or what. Mm-hmm. But he said, Bobby Lee said, if I pass you, he will never work in this club again. And I was like, wow, really?
Stop.
Is that real?
Stop.
Is that true? Tell the truth. I don't care.
No, I'm not, just, can you give me a fucking second.
All right, I'm sorry.
I just took the thing off, right? I got to think about it.
Tommy played that game a lot.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what? I might have said that.
But you don't know if Tommy... You know what I mean? So
I know,
at the time,
I don't
like,
know. I'm not 100%, but it could be something that I said. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But in my head, I was like, you know what? I don't care. And then one time, I was hosting, and this was after. I wasn't a paid regular yet, but I was hosting, and you came in, and you wanted to work out early. And I said, and Ari was here, and you guys hadn't made up yet. And I go, Ari, Bobby Lee wants to go on next. I'm going to give him a nice intro. I'm going to show him I'm professional so that he won't get mad at me and say I can't work at the store, blah, 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 whatever, because I get it. You were a comic.
Yeah.
Now I'm in your fucking neighborhood.
Yeah.
But when you were a door guy, you're in my fucking neighborhood.
I understand that.
So... I was respecting the turf because I'm a hood rat, and that's how we do.
Yeah.
So I remember I brought you on. I gave you this big intro, really nice. You went up, did your thing, and Ari goes, "You don't have to go that fucking far." You're such a jerk off, Ari. I was like, "Oh my god!" And he was like,
"Well,
making
I think
fun
that's,
of me the
but
rest
I think
of the night."
That's what made me go. Here's what. Here's how. Because over the, like 3 or 4 years ago, if you would say Eleanor's name, it would cause me a physical. Nausea.
Oh, Jesus. Wow.
I mean, you know,
like
it,
panic or
no,
anger?
Not just like I'm sick.
Okay.
Right? Because of all the stuff that I built in my
in
head.
In your mind,
about
yeah.
Her, you know what I mean? But then what happened was she got passed, right? And then she would bring me up a couple times. And your intros were so like professional and kind of kind. Like,
I'm like, I'm not getting
people
in trouble
didn't
for
not yeah people no people were like
no yellow man
oh,
is keeping
they're
me
they're friends right and then I would go up on stage and she would smile and I'm like this is
are we cool
I could be phony
weird.
As fuck.
I know but no I mean but that was like the first time where I went maybe one day right and then lately this last year I forced myself to kind of go be around you not look at you. But like no, but
so many people say that to me. It's so weird.
But like talk to people around you.
Yeah.
Hey man.
Like not leave
and
immediately.
I won't leave
if
immediately.
I walk
and I'll
over.
Maybe look and just see what you do. And I go, okay, she's still there. You know what I mean? And then just kind of do that.
Sure.
So you slowly dip your toes back in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like is this? But I guess
is this
we're not
okay?
fighting.
And then the other day, you know what I mean? Was the first real conversation, I swear to God, was the first conversation we ever really had.
What, that last night?
Last night.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Was and, the and I think first... I just shit on his shoes, which is, he went home. He brought them and wore them again.
I did.
That's the kind of person he is, just so everybody knows.
I went home. I go, Kalila, you can't fucking believe what just happened. She goes, what? I go, Eleanor asked me to do a podcast.
Yeah. I didn't even text Peltz because I didn't want her to show up and be like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, yeah.
She's and so then, old in the crouch. I'm kidding.
Kalila goes, no.
Wow.
Yeah, because Mike, she knows.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, boy. Bobby, I've never spoken about you outside of...
I'm just telling you that you consumed me...
The fear.
For 17
Christ.
Fucking years.
People are afraid of me for fist fights, but not fucking anything
else. I don't care
else.
About violence.
Oh,
I
love
just,
violence.
It's not because I don't like... It's just bad. It's because... You know, I know that
no,
you're,
but I get it. You
I know that you're a part
your
of the store. You're a real comic now. It's like times have changed. Okay. And it's history and it's all these things. And you know what? Everything that led up to this moment, I wouldn't change for the world because, you know, we're, you know, I've done pretty good for myself, and I'm fine. You
Everyone's
know what
lives
mean?
Are great.
Everything's
so.
Great, and
I
don't
my
want.
Life is great.
I think it is
my life.
Yeah,
my, really.
Yeah, because I think that going from
you're right.
I'll be honest, a club to become a real credible comic. I mean, I equate that to Theo Von going from.
Oh, right.
That one MTV show,
The Road Rules,
to being a legitimate stand-up.
And he is almost so good. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's so good.
I'm obsessed with him.
But I've watched you because I walk in and watch you.
Oh, wait a minute.
Because I want you to fail.
I'm just kidding.
And I'm like, oh, fuck. She's actually good. You know what I mean? And so now I can't watch her anymore.
I want you to fail.
Right?
No,
I... I'll tell you, this was something that happened a couple weeks ago and I talked about it on the podcast. And I said, you know, Rick, I don't know if you know this, but I had a beef with Bobby Lee. I said, and now he just restarted it because I was on stage in the main room and I had to go on after Rogan and Greg Fitzsimmons.
Yeah.
Right? And I was nervous. And I was like, fuck, this is big leagues, you know what I mean? And the place was packed.
Yeah.
And I text Holtzman because he was on after me. I'm like, dude, hurry up, get here. Our spots are on time. It's early. And then you came back and I was ready to jump out because I thought it was Holtzman and I was going to be like, Fava, or whatever. And then I realized it was you and I was like, hey, hi.
yeah.
And you go, oh, I'm just going to use the bathroom. And I was like, yeah, no problem. Like, because I didn't
remember that.
You motherfucker, right? So wait.
So
this
you
is
got
what
her
happened.
Head.
Yeah.
So now I don't think about it. He goes to the bathroom. Fitzsimmons is fucking killing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, I'm sweating, like, you know, nervous. I go out and I'm out there and I'm bombing a little bit. I'm like, okay, fuck, I gotta figure this out. And all of a sudden I start smelling something.
Okay.
This motherfucker took a shit backstage. Now I'm bombing on stage. They probably think
you
it's
smelled
me
the
nervous.
Shit?
Yeah, fucker.
You smelled
shit
my shit.
I think it
from
was
two back. Like, it's like
really
two rooms you have to get it through.
Yes, but it's all
and
right.
The curtains. And
did
curtains.
You know what? Yes,
go,
I did take a shit.
Thank you. I could.
I don't go to the main room bathroom to take a pee.
Yeah.
I don't do the Lord of the Rings journey
from
the parking lot
and
all the way to that fucking bathroom to take a tinkle.
I'm like, these people think I'm shitting my pants up here. That's how I'm nervous.
So you're saying
thinking.
You think that it wafted into the audience?
It did.
You really did spill it from
I'm
the...
I'm not kidding.
Fucking,
and I go, this motherfucker did that on purpose.
But I did that to sabotage him. Well, how does anybody take a shit...
Positive.
And think that it's going to be so potent that it's going to reach all the way to the fucking...
That you specifically ate the ingredients you knew
would
make it smell bad.
I was in the parking lot, right?
Shitballs.
Eleanor's about to go up. There's no such thing as fucking shitballs. If you ever bring up shitballs again, I swear to
God. I'm going to
Google it. No, go to Philadelphia and tell me what it is.
I'm going in November, and I'm going to put them in a fucking triple Ziploc bag because I can't put that shit near my stuff.
Shitballs
of
Philadelphia.
Maybe I'll just send it to you.
It's funny because I was just in Philadelphia. Whenever I also go to
Philadelphia. I'll send you to the neighborhood
to find the
shitballs.
Whenever I go to Philadelphia, I swear to fucking God.
You're like, she's going to send her brothers to beat me.
No, but I do think about you.
What?
Because you're from there.
That's right.
Every time I fly into Philadelphia, it's a pop.
And I live about Eleanor's 8 minutes from the airport.
Eleanor's from here.
Yeah.
I've been there 20 times.
Stays in your mind.
Where do you play? Helium?
Helium.
Oh, that's great.
Every time.
Yeah. She's probably going to bully me tonight.
Why?
She's probably going to bully me about the shitballs tonight. I hope she's not here in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I want you to Google it, Eleanor, and tell me exactly what it is because I have my podcast. I'd like
called.
To talk about it. I'd like to talk about the shitballs of Philadelphia.
The Vietnamese,
you know what I'm
the Vietnamese soup.
People. I'm going to put it shitballs. On when we put this podcast out. I'm going to put it on my Facebook to ask my friends in South Philly because right about now is when it starts falling.
it's the most wonderful time of the year. The shitballs are falling.
I'm not kidding. It's the my mom used to
do me a favor.
Freak
though,
out.
Eleanor, do me a favor.
Oh, boy.
When you first meet any
Asian?
Kind of Asian person,
oh, well, why don't, you
don't
talk
open
to,
with shitballs.
Talk to Feng Shui upstairs or whatever.
Oh,
the fuck
that
new Peter Chin.
Talk about fucking gooks.
Okay,
that
I mean that is the
breed.
Gookiest of the gooks,
right? Dude,
with those bangs,
amazing.
Dude, the bull haircut. I mean, he legitimately
he
has the
even
Ian Edwards
to K-pop it. You know what I mean? No. He just does the
full
blown mushroom
Ian Edwards Down syndrome haircut.
Yeah.
And now he wears those big round glasses where it's like, dude, what is this, man
hey,
in the high
Eleanor,
castle?
Hey, how you like a bombing? That's what he does when I'm on stage. He's
like bombing.
How you like a bombing?
I like him, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, I love
We're
him.
We're obsessed
the
with
other
him.
Night, I was in the manager's office getting my paycheck, and one of the door guys came in. They're like, do we have free tickets? And they're like, yeah, they're over there. Why? And he's like, well, Feng Chao keeps dropping N-bombs, and there's a couple of black people that are pretty... I was just like, classic.
It's funny.
He's the best.
Someone, he parked his car up on the, what, on Kings up the hill?
Oh, yeah, I always drive there.
And so Jerron Horton and someone else saw him park, and they didn't, you know, say hi to him. They just watched him walk away, and then they went over and they left a note that was like, Chinaman, don't ever fucking park in front of my house, acting like he was one of the people that lived there. And then they said, if you have a problem with it, and then called him some more racial slurs, give me a call. And then they left my phone number.
Motherfucker.
No, that's so funny.
That's great.
So I got Aaron Jerron's like, listen, this might happen. I just want you to know we gave him your phone number so that way someone we can count on.
Yeah.
So the next morning, I get a text message. It's like three paragraphs long, just talking shit. Fuck you, you racist fuck. Just going on.
He didn't know it was your number?
He didn't know it was my number.
That's amazing.
He thought it was someone that
lived
there.
Did you save it?
It's probably in my
phone
somewhere.
Yeah, please save it. I want to hear it.
That's funny.
So then I just sent back like, just don't park in front of my house. And then it just set him off again. Fuck you.
He texts me like 100 times a day.
I would never give him my number.
Yeah. You know what? I'm an idiot.
Eggplants. Eggplants.
Yeah, I can't do it. Constant with the black dick and all kinds of shit. Don't give him your number.
I love that he has a child that looks just like him.
He has a kid?
He has a kid. Yes. A half white kid.
He fucked a white girl?
Yeah, in Wisconsin.
Oh, is it Wisconsin?
Yeah, I think so.
I had to get kind of, you know, people had to know who I was before I could do that.
Yeah, no, he did that first.
Fuck white girls? Or?
Yeah.
It might have been,
like a pink pussy. Yeah. That's what he says, motherfucker.
It might have been an anchor child situation.
Yeah.
But
do you guys like the, like, you know, the Comedy Store now is a completely changed.
Yeah.
Situation. Are you pro, con? What's your feeling?
My feeling on it as a comedian is that it's amazing. And like spending a decade here where there was really bad crowds,
this was still
my favorite place. I'm sober now. I don't smoke pot or drink or anything anymore. So hanging out here is difficult for
me. Yeah, it's very difficult
because
when you're sober,
there's
yeah.
so many people everywhere and they're all wasted and it drives me crazy. You're not, but most of these people are. Like a lot of the comics, a lot of the people are just hanging out. There's like nowhere to go hang out and just have a quiet conversation with someone. Like even the VIP bar that was supposed to be for paid regulars only.
Yeah, you're right. They fucked
that up a little bit. It's like 800 people I've never met before, all hammered.
They should put a sign there. I'm being real.
Yeah.
No, we all feel that way.
A doorman.
Paid regular. And, but what if your friends are there? I mean, how about paid regular and two friends?
Yeah.
Like two carry-ons, like a
like a carry-on. Yeah,
I would be okay with that. I walk in there and it's like it'll be like nine people I don't know, and they're like, "Yeah, Richie brought them in here."
Can I say this? Anyone that does a bring a room here has to tell the comics that are on the bring a room.
I love that you're whispering in the microphone.
Just because you're playing here, that you're not a part of it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I agree with that.
They think that they're a part of it.
Yeah,
I perform.
People come. We do Comedy Store together. I go no.
Hold on a minute.
It is very offensive. It's my family.
Yeah,
you know, this is where I was pretty much born. My comedy, you know, and it's like, and you're
insulting.
I don't know who you are.
Yeah,
it's insulting.
Yeah, I've had people do the same thing. Like, no, we performed on the same night. Like, yeah, I did
Brian
true.
Monarch's room. I had a guy afterwards go, "Hey man, see you around the circuit." What fucking circuit? What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, dude. You guys are the same
Vaudeville?
World.
Yeah. Vaudeville? What are you talking about?
Sure.
The Catskills?
Don't even worry about it. We'll see each other around.
Yeah. It just, you know, it's like.
I'm very possessive of this place too.
I agree. I'm the same way.
Even you so much open. I mean, you started at this open mic. I used to watch you. Right.
Oh, upstairs.
Even when you started, right, you were like hitting it.
Everywhere.
Everyone hitting it.
Still do.
And over years.
It takes so long.
So long, right?
Yeah.
It's like, don't.
You do three
don't
spots.
Don't look at all that work as if it's nothing, people. Yeah. You know, and it's like people just think, assume I went up twice.
Yep. And you were
crazy.
In.
Am I a. An asshole for that?
No. Well, I mean, we might all be assholes if that's the case.
I had a fight with a girl. She's like, "Oh, I'm a comic." I go, "Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you were just regular, hang out. She's like, "I was like, when was the last time you were on stage?" She's like, "Oh, like 15 years ago."
Wow.
I go, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, my God.
Still a
you
comic.
You know how hard that
Did you
was?
Say that?
Oh, yeah.
You said that.
Yeah. I go, "Are you fucking kidding me?" And then I think Brian Swinehart was right near me, and he goes, "Calm down." I go, "Calm down." You know how fucking hard we worked for this shit?
I know.
I'm on stage three times a night, balling my tits off, playing at Marty's, trying to get felt up by
Munch.
Doing pack
rooms at the Bellagio with dice?
Well, that's different. I mean, slept my way to the middle. I mean,
living the dream killing over there.
Yeah. Fucking, I mean, we just did that.
I opened for Wheels once, so, you know.
Oh, yeah. Very lucky. Great chef.
Yeah. Actually, he is a great chef.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a great chef.
Strangest.
Loves Chinks.
Yeah.
He's married to one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know where he met her? Mitzi's house.
No.
She was one of the nurses. Great girl, by the way. Great
she seems nice.
Girl. She's still a nurse.
Faberman's seeing one, too, I think. He's married to that little Asian one.
Yeah, but his, I feel like he's got tied up somewhere, and I don't think that's
fair. It's got to be a mail order thing, right?
I don't know. I met her once, and I was just like, this is your... Yeah, she's sweet. I mean...
Yeah, I met her, too. It's the same thing. I'm like, what do you mean, wife?
I just like to tease Faberman. Like, I always feel like Faberman has, like, just girls tied up. One time I was in the hallway, and I was so proud of myself for a set I had in the belly room. And this was like 8 years ago, and we're standing like where that payphone used to be, right near the ladies' room.
Love the payphone era.
And I was standing there, and this people walk by, and they're like, "You were great, you were great." I'm like, "Oh, thank you, thank you." And Faberman goes, "Yeah, in the belly room."
Ouch.
I was like, "You motherfucker!"
Yeah,
he was right though.
But at the same time, that's part of putting your time in. It's not doing a fucking one man show.
I enjoy those kind of banter, like when I got off of Mad, and they immediately, my agents were like, "You got a headline," but I wasn't a headliner. I could do 20 minutes, even that. I mean, I'd been doing comedy for so long, but I would do it. But then, like, Rich Voss and Schubert and all these people would say, "You're a glorified feature."
Oh.
And I used to laugh at that because I just like that kind of, like, ribbing, you know what I mean? I think it's a part of...
Yeah, this camaraderie.
Not the shitball thing that she was bringing up, but...
Sorry, I'm just going to keep saying it.
She
wasn't, can't wait to get some.
She wasn't your equal in your mind at that point, so why
is
a waitress busting
your balls? What is
your
girlfriend's name again?
Kalilah.
Kalilah.
Yeah.
Beautiful name, but she's going to be pissed when I rub the shitballs on your back. You can't get that smell out of your shirt.
I want you to do facts though. I need what kind of animal, why they're balls.
There ain't no fucking animal. It's out of a tree. What animal?
So,
other than the
so it's not shit.
No, it's not actual shit. It just smells like shit.
It's a seed.
I think it's like a date or something.
A date. It's a date.
Probably.
Yeah,
something like that.
This isn't
what's
a date.
What's that one fruit? What's that one fruit in the like islands? Like it's a fruit that people say it smells.
I don't know.
Like
I'm from America. We don't fucking hang out in fucking islands.
I just want to fucking gouge your eyes out.
Like
we're,
a rice.
We're restarting.
More ice. Yeah, we could restart, but there was another thing.
The
I feel
rivalry
bad.
Was put to rest and then restarted.
I'll restart it right
on
now.
On one podcast.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah. But this is what I feel bad about, because one night, me and Brian Holtzman were at the Laugh Factory, right? And I was over there trying to smooze Jamie and get him at the Laugh Factory.
Yeah. Okay.
So I was hanging, we were hanging out up top, and what's his name? Good looking guy. Ashley Hamilton.
Oh. I know what you're going to say.
So wait.
Does it have anything to do with that I'm gay?
Yes, but this is what happened.
This is great. she just brought it. This is great.
This is what
I fucking hate her for this. Go ahead.
So bad.
No, go
because,
ahead. Go ahead.
Again, with people not knowing my humor, I don't care if he gets up. I could beat the shit out of him sitting down.
Go ahead.
He's going to get a running start. Okay. So I'm being
Holtzman. This is the most aggressive this podcast has been.
What's his name? Ashley Hamilton.
Ashley Hamilton.
We're hanging out at the store. Ashley's a newbie. I'm a newbie, but I'm old in that I'm already in at the store.
For
so
our audience,
I know Holtzman.
This is George Hamilton's son and the guy that Ben Affleck's character in Mallrats is based on.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I love Ashley Hamilton.
Yeah.
But me and Ashley were hitting the circuit together. Whatever. So we were just hanging at the fucking, the big
at
circuit.
The factory.
What was it? Yeah, vaudeville. That's right. And so we were going up a lot together. So we're just hanging out. And Holtzman, somebody brought up Bobby Lee. I think it was Ashley. And then Holtzman goes, "Oh, he's gay." And he goes, "No, he's not." And I go, "Oh, yes, he is." Because now I'm playing a game with Holtzman. But then I realize, wait a minute, Bobby's going to believe that I said this. And Ashley was like, "You guys are fucking around." And Holtzman kept pinching me. And he was like, "Just keep it going. Fuck this guy." Right? Because he didn't know Ashley. So I didn't think anything of it. All of a sudden, Johnny Sanchez comes flying at me. "Why the fuck are you?" And I was like, "Oh my God, I knew it, but I couldn't come to you and apologize." So I owe you an apology for that.
I'm going to tell
you. So what happened on your side?
I'm going to tell you.
But I said I'm sorry right now.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. So I know Ashley.
Yeah.
And a couple of days later, I see him in the fucking the kitchen upstairs.
Okay.
He's sitting at where the, you know, I mean, where those stools. I don't know if it's still there. Those little silver, where the zero sign used to be.
Right. The, yeah. the bucket seats over the side. Right. Yeah.
And he goes, "Dude, are you gay?" And I go, "No."
Holtzman's in trouble for this too, by the way.
No, his name never came up. His name never came up.
Fuck you. That's not fair.
And he goes, "Yeah, I mean, Eleanor was at the Laugh Factory, just telling everybody that you're gay."
Everybody, it was me.
That's not what he said.
This fucker. No,
can
I'm
I just
mad
say something
Ashley.
Right now? Okay, I don't know if you read the fucking book, The Four Agreements, but words are black magic. You have to watch what you fucking say, because you know the rumor mill. It can grow. You know that telephone game.
Yeah,
you
know we have a disclaimer on this podcast. We can say whatever the fuck we want.
So he says that, and I go, "Yeah."
It was what? The three of us upstairs.
This is what
Ashley. You're
he's
a fucking
telling
liar.
Everyone. She's telling everyone that you're gay. So I'm now going like, I'm gonna fucking kill this bitch. She's now taking it to a level.
Yeah, now it's
where she's
personal
trying
life.
To
ask
yeah.
Johnny
ruin
Sanchez,
my name.
And I brought Holtzman okay. over.
She's trying to ruin my name.
No. Yeah, get you blacklisted as a homosexual in Hollywood.
Yeah. Right, yeah, because they don't hire homosexuals in Hollywood. You're right.
There was another thing that, all right, I forgot it, but.
if it comes up, remember,
I know.
I felt so bad about because I realized
so
Ashley
funny.
Is not part of our gang.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand the
if
world.
It was fucking any other idiot door guy, some, they'd be like,
even a comedy store person in general,
these two assholes are fucking with us.
Yeah.
But it was literally the three of us sitting up in
but
the
But he said it in a factual way, as if it was, there was no joke to it.
Yeah.
She's
Ashley's
telling everybody
yeah.
that you suck dick.
No.
And now, oh, here's another one.
Okay.
I just thought of it just now.
Oh,
all
this
right?
should be good. Yes.
So one night, I was a doorman here, right?
Okay.
And
okay,
Andy Dick
guilty.
Was here.
Okay.
Yes.
Andy Dick was drunk, right?
Yeah.
And I went into the bathroom, the one right on the hallway by the parking lot.
Yeah. I do remember this rumor.
Wow, stop. I blocked.
Right. Yeah. All right.
I remember this from when I was a doorman.
So I'm now in the room. No, I'm in this bathroom. I don't know the guy. In fact, I don't barely even know who he is, really.
Right.
I'm just kind of like out of it. But I know that people know who this person is, right?
Not who we call
he
him.
Pulls his dick out, right? And he goes, "Hey." He was drunk.
Andy Dick?
I escaped the bathroom, and then for 3 years, this is what I heard.
Because we saw
I
you in there.
I sucked Andy Dick's dick in the bathroom.
When I was a doorman, I remember someone telling me, they're going through everyone telling me that shit talking about people. And part of the thing was like, that's Bobby, and Andy Dick and him were doing something in the bathroom.
All right, you know what? Can I say something right now? I'm gonna say something right now.
Please do.
I've sucked dick before.
So proud
okay.
of you. So
yeah,
have I.
I've sucked probably 5 dicks in my life.
Okay.
Okay. Before I was the age of 16.
Was one of them Andy?
No, it wasn't Andy Dick. No.
Okay.
I've done a lot of bad things.
Why
that
is that
suspect.
A bad thing? Can I ask?
It's not a bad thing.
Okay.
I'm just telling you
but, like,
that I don't have. If I did that, I would say I did that.
Right. You're not hiding anything.
Right.
Right.
There's
your
a lot
life,
of
so.
Things out there when people go, "He did this. I didn't do that." And I would admit to it that I did it.
And I mean, I
don't have that thing. I don't care about my past.
I did figure out that you didn't do anything with Andy Dick. And
yeah,
I,
but
I've
that
also
was a door guy rumor. Because
yeah.
somebody saw you in
you
there.
You did it.
I didn't. First of all, Freddy,
you fucking did that rumor, man.
Fuck you.
Yeah, you fucking did that rumor.
I didn't see you in the bathroom with him. Other guys did. It
I mean,
wasn't
I,
me.
Oh,
I
you
no,
was you.
No, motherfucker. I might have helped
fucking
spread
Philly,
that fucking,
fucking
rumor.
Philly
fuck
bitch.
Yeah, I'll yeah. help spread that rumor like
yeah.
fucking
did you
Paul
not,
Revere.
You never said that then.
No, I they said it,
right,
and then I
okay.
might have repeated it.
All right.
Like he was caught right. in the bathroom, but that's, I did not right. start it. I remember it could have been.
Andy Dick has a history here because remember,
I'll
you know, Kenny Lyon.
He might remember that.
Kenny Lyon.
Yeah.
I thought he was Asian for a long time, but someone told me a couple weeks ago he's
Kenny
Guatemalan or something.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So he was like a door guy here briefly. He
oh,
kind of hangs
thought it
out.
Was Bobby's little brother.
Kenny. Kenny, one night, the first time I met him, I'm sitting out on the front patio.
Does that hurt?
It was a slow night.
Pussy.
I'm sitting there talking with Pauly Shore, and then Pauly goes, "Oh, no, dude." And I turn around, and Andy Dick and Kenny Lyon are walking towards the Comedy Store from like the Hyatt area, holding hands. And Kenny's got a skateboard in one hand, and Andy Dick is very tightly holding on to him.
Oh my God.
And I'm just like, what the fuck is this? Like, it's Andy Dick and his little boy toy. So they come in, and Paulie immediately is like, dude, we can't let him in. And he walks over and just starts talking to Andy Dick. He's like, no, dude, you're wasted. You can't come in here. And Andy Dick's making a big deal about it. And while they're having this conversation, he lets go of Kenny Lyon. Then you just see Kenny kind of look around and, like, slowly escape off, scurry away. Oh. So then, like, 2 months later, Kenny Lyon is hanging out here more often. And he comes up to me at the back door, and he's like, hey, he always calls me Master Ingram. He said, hey, Master Ingram, would you do roast battle against me? And I go, hey, I don't know you. All I know about you is that you were holding hands with Andy Dick. And I feel like it wouldn't be fair. He's like, yeah. Well, but I think you're really funny, and if I somehow beat you, then that would make me look good. And I'm like, I don't think that's probably a good plan.
The security guy upstairs? The Guam guy?
No.
I love Kenny Lyon. He's great. Not that Kenny Lyon's bad. Yeah. He's just young. He's just a little nutty.
Yeah, skinny kid. I think he went to Hollywood High School. Asian, though. Yeah. I did too.
Eleanor, can I ask you a question about? And this is going to get really. It might be uncomfortable, but So I don't know exactly how Freddie died.
You could Google it.
I have tried.
What do you mean? No, honestly.
But,
what do you mean?
I mean,
well,
there's
no, another thing too. We'll get to that in a minute.
But like, so what I had heard is that he had taken Ambien.
Yep.
But he was also on cocaine.
No, not that night. But he did fall off the wagon, in all honesty, a couple months earlier.
No, I knew that he had relapsed.
So he would have coke, blah, 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 whatever.
So what I had heard is another comic had given Freddie cocaine.
See, again,
and this comic.
The love doctor.
I don't want to name his name.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Because we already got in trouble for those things. But my thing is yes, he would get that, and no, it wasn't what killed him. Does that make sense? Like, that was a rumor. People were like, oh, his coke's bad. Don't buy his coke. I'm like, really? That's what's coming out of this?
I just wish.
That's not what happened.
First of all, we didn't have this fucking thing.
What do you mean, the addiction?
No,
or?
Just between us and me and Freddie and fucking Corey because... Like, I wanted to go to the funeral, but I couldn't.
But, okay, and that was another thing. Like, Ran Azizi said to me, Bobby Lee asked if he could come. I go, of course he can come. What the fuck? It's a funeral. Like, I would never
Yeah, but I just made an assumption that I would ruin the party.
Yeah, right.
It's not a party.
It wasn't a party.
The memorial, yeah. Yeah.
You know, actually, it was in El Paso.
I would have ruined the funeral. Yeah.
No, maybe Freddie would have sat up and been like, get out. He may have asked you to leave, but I wouldn't have.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Honestly, because his memorial, they had one at the store, which I went to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They showed that video. I swear to fucking God, I have never cried. I mean, it was devastating.
Yeah, I cried a lot.
It was devastating.
I remember people being like,
I remember I was with Ken Jeong and Steve Byrne driving back from San Francisco because we did the Punchline.
Right.
And I remember pulling over, right, because I got a text. And certain moments in your life where you remember things vividly.
Right.
That was one of them. And I just remember being like, I wish.
This is a guy you were friends with and then had a falling out with.
I wish that I could have been like, we could have smoothed it over.
Right. That's what I mean. Like, you were friends and then you had a falling out.
I really believe, because toward the end, we went to Hawaii together.
I remember.
Yeah. And I toward the end, there was communication and jabs and jokes. And I felt like this was going to be something that was going to be under the bridge or whatever, you know? That we were able to maybe not become best friends.
It would eventually have
but
gotten
we would,
past.
But we could have, like,
yeah,
done work together and made something together or something,
right?
That would have been great.
Yeah,
you know. So it was just like, you know, I didn't get that chance.
Yeah,
to do that.
Yeah, it was one of the saddest things that I've experienced, and I wasn't nearly as close with people, but he was someone who was always really cool to me, and I remember going to Forest Lawn.
Yeah,
and. I got really upset, and I just didn't like being around a bunch of comedians that basically only knew me from doing this stupid Argus impression all the time, because that's basically how I lived.
But Freddie loved it.
Freddie loved it. And so all these people, and I was crying, and I walked away, and I just needed to get away from people for a minute, and fucking Johnny Zapp, of all people, shows up in shorts and a pink polo. He comes over to, hey, what are you doing over here? I'm like, Johnny, get away from me. He's like, hey, I was going to wear a suit, but it's just so hot. I'm like, get the fuck away from me. I was wearing a suit that I wore to fucking homecoming my senior year of high school because I couldn't afford to buy something newer than that. I was so mad. It was a truly one of the saddest things I've ever experienced, is seeing so many funny people sad.
Yeah.
It's just tough.
But yeah, he was, like, I told this story on, what's his name? Bert Kreischer, who I adore.
The Bert cast.
And I got in trouble.
Why?
From Carlos
Mencia.
Because I told the truth. And the truth is, like, Freddie had already, he was struggling with addiction, naturally. And whatever, people go through it. And it was his third time falling off the wagon. And he already had, like, health issues, fatty liver, all kinds of different
ailments. Reflux and shit, yeah.
Acid reflux. And Freddie was a little nutty in his little Mexican medicine or whatever you want to call it, but he would take like 8 Advil a day. And I would be like, one time I had my a tooth, maybe a root canal or something, and I wouldn't take the medicine because I don't like medicine because I get violent with or without medicine, but with medicine worse. So I said, I'm not going to take it. And when I was really in bad pain, I called Freddie. I'm like, fuck, I can't take it. And he's like, just take 8 Advil. I'm like, what are you, fucking high? He's like, no, I do that all the time. But the coroner told us,
horrible for your liver.
That dries up your liver
quick.
Horrible. And Freddie could do this twice a day. That's 16 fucking Advil.
Yeah, that's insane.
And I mean, he was in a lot of pain with different stuff, whatever. So he had that. Then he fell off the wagon. And right before, I was with Dice. I was dating Dice at the time. And that's another funny thing. Well, after we get off this awful part, we'll go back to that. But I was with Dice. We were about to leave for New York. And Freddie said, hey, I'm going to walk you through this. I'm going to teach you how to go on the computer and look up Carlos Mencia's Mind of Mencia. So I was like, okay. So I look it up. And the promo, like, say if it had 5 jokes in there, 4 of them were Freddie's brand new bits.
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm beside myself. I can't take it. I quit. Fuck this.
Just angry.
Yeah.
Carlos, he was angry, and
he got mad that I brought it up, and he emailed.
He sent Eleanor an email where he was trying to play the victim and be basically like, "Oh, I thought we were cool, and you're two-faced." And
I'm not two-faced. I'm honest. Like, yeah. He did that. There's no denying that, right? Am I lying?
I
understand if you don't want to.
I've said it before. Okay. I mean, I've, you know, there is a part of me. There used to be a struggle because of the fact that I know that Freddie and I, a lot of people, in the beginning of our careers, we opened for him.
Absolutely.
For
and
Carlos.
Like Freddie
yes.
said,
yeah.
he Carlos feeds me. He goes, I respect him too much to confront him.
Right.
But he would blatantly tell him, I'm taking your shit.
Yeah, you would. I mean, you would see him do things that were stuff that I thought was wrong, or, you know, and it's like the same thing with Mitzi.
But yeah,
of
you're
you
afraid
not being
of it.
Able
yeah.
to. Really yeah. say how you feel because
it's gonna hurt you.
You feel like that
God
they have
forbid.
More power,
yeah.
right? They have more power.
Sure.
They can do something, you know.
Yeah.
So you don't, you know. But I mean, obviously, I have seen all kinds of shit.
Sure.
You know? And I've seen him behave in ways that immoral.
I mean,
immoral.
Yeah. I mean, he was on Maren's podcast talking about
right.
it.
Right. He was openly talking about it.
Well,
so I didn't
think
it was.
I can make it better.
A secret anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the one thing he did with the Johnny Sanchez thing at Funny is Funny or K Loco. Do you hear that? Where
I don't know.
Where he was hosting it, and Johnny, his whole act, his whole 5-minute set was going to be. This is a TV. Is going to be about the Persian. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, yeah. The barking in my barking.
Right. So
right.
then Mencia does it before him.
Oh,
not exactly word for word, obviously, but the
same premise.
The same premise
Borrowed
and
premise.
Idea,
yeah.
right? So that Johnny couldn't. Like, it didn't work.
Right.
And he knew, Johnny knew that he was going to do that.
Wow.
You know, so it's like, you see, but I struggle because, like, he called me a month ago.
You can't mind me.
No, I can't. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's the matter? He goes, hey, dude. Hey, bro. I go, what? He goes, what you said about me on Joe Rogan's podcast was, like, wrong, dude. I go, I haven't done this in 3 years. Yeah, that one.
He's just
3 years ago?
Yeah.
Like, he, out of nowhere.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Like he's Googling.
Yeah.
Find
yeah.
out.
And so, and then he says, let me ask you something. You know, Amy Schumer, it was right when that was happening.
Sure.
She was being,
yeah,
how
yeah.
come she gets a free pass? I go, it's not the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why he doesn't understand what he's talking about, like what people are talking about. He can't lie to yourself.
People
that
convince
much.
Themselves of anything to live with themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, that's human behavior.
I mean, speak of paranoia, I remember Freddie being on stage in the main room, killing, 9:45. I was waiting tables right in the front, like section C. That's not going to mean anything to you, but right in the front. And I'm putting drinks down, and he stopped his show, and you'll remember, and he asked you to leave. Because he was afraid you were recruiting for Carlos, right?
No, I thought he asked me to leave. I remember Jeff Scott pulling me out of the room.
Well, because we all looked like, what do we do? Bobby's
no,
one
thought,
of us. We
I,
can't
no, I
ask
thought
him
that
to
he took, kicked me out of the room because he thought that I was
no,
stealing
bringing it
from
back
him.
To Carlos was his main
But that's
thing.
What my mind said.
Right.
That wasn't clear at that moment. Now I distinctly remember that.
Yeah.
I think it was in the main room.
It was in the main room.
It was in the main room.
It was fucking packed.
And it was packed.
Was
I go in there. He stops. He points to me.
He goes, get him out of the room.
And get him out of the room. Me. And I remember, oh my God.
It was awful. I remember being like, what the fuck?
Yeah, this
and
is
I was trying to get my drinks out as fast as possible because I thought, if I have to fight, I have to fight.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
I'm on Freddie's
listen,
side. It's all right.
I know.
And the crowd is.
I know.
But you know what I'm
is,
saying.
Is the like, crowd just looking around like, what the fuck is going on? Or is it like,
what? Like,
yeah, you know
thought
what?
Thought it was part
it's,
of the act.
It's fun
still,
and games.
But still.
But again, it's paranoia because in
it's
his head.
It's my own paranoia, yeah.
But in his head, he built that. There was, he knew when he was with Carlos, you know, you work for Carlos and that's
yeah.
it. And at that time you were still with him.
Yeah.
So it was, he was like, he's going to bring it back to him and he was working on all new shit. So he was like, fuck this. I'm not throwing my shit away.
Yeah. That was a tough one. I remember that vividly too.
It was because it was really tense, and I was like, and like the door guys were like, "What do we do?" Because
yeah, you
again,
can't kick out one
he's
paid
one
regular.
Of our guys,
yeah.
not paid regular. Forget that.
But
door guys, we all worked here together.
Right.
It so has to be me though.
What do you mean?
I'll tell you why. Because I don't know. I'll have to go to therapy for it. But
you mean your own paranoia?
No,
or?
it's that I'm always in the middle of.
Because
oh,
you're a people pleaser.
Yeah.
But are you a people pleaser?
No,
or you
I mean,
to...
in San Diego, even, like with Fred, he stopped talking to me because I was battled in the middle of a full-blown war, civil war. And I was the center of it.
What do you
I
mean?
Come up here, like, because when Fred was...
Oh,
remember
I
when
see
Fred,
saying.
When Mitzi moved the club, she left, but then Fred took the club back over. So there was two comedy clubs in La Jolla,
mm-hmm.
right? I had to make a choice between the Comedy Store or Fred Burns Club, and I chose the store. And then all of a sudden,
pretty
I'm the most
idea.
Hated person in San Diego as a comic, where one comic just slapped me in the face. I mean, it was crazy. And
oh,
then come
shit.
Up here, I was embattled in that.
Because they're
with like, Ari Shaffir, embattled in that.
Right.
So I must be a terrible human being, you know what I mean? Or okay. somebody that's like, you know, that like wants, that needs this kind of chaos in
attention.
His life.
I'm not going to fight you on you being terrible, but I'm kidding.
yeah,
kidding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, but I'm serious. Like, I understand what you're saying, but it's a drama thing. Like, it could be that you just...
But I also have done good. I know the thing. I've done great things, too. You know what I mean? So I don't know. But you know what? In the last, I think, 5 or 6 years, nothing, really.
I mean, yeah, there's...
After
saying,
the Ari
been
thing,
feuds.
It's been fine,
yeah.
you know?
So who else? There's nobody else. Me. That's it.
No, I have had battles with you, Fred Burns. Like I said, I was in the middle of the Mencia Rogan thing.
Yeah.
You know, what I mean?
I remember that, and I remember like
tough.
Yeah.
I got pulled into that one too.
Tough.
I remember Carlos telling me something about how, you know, He was gonna. I think he said he was gonna get my representation to drop me, and I said, "I don't have any representation."
Oh yeah.
And he was like, "Yeah, well, you're not going to." And I was like, "What? What the fuck are you talking about?"
Yeah,
and I never got representation.
Oh, see, maybe he does have pull. Damn it! Paulie told me I'm never gonna work in this town again. He might have some pull.
Damn.
I'm not working.
No.
I think he was promoting his movie. You'll never wheeze in this town again.
When I have the same agent as Matt. I mean, as Carlos, you know that, right?
Which one? Oh, is that weird to ask?
No, you can say it. No. I'm with CAA.
Okay.
Oh, it's CAA. Yeah. Okay.
And,
I just didn't know who he was with because I'm thinking of his manager.
Yeah. I was asked, how do you reinvent his career, Carlos? Well, and I told them what my opinion would be. And I think it's a genius idea, which is, I do believe that if they did a documentary of him going to clubs, writing jokes, you know what I mean? You see him through the writing process of actually coming up with, you know, there's broad premises, but then there are specific things that you can talk about, like your own sister or your family, right? That you can't
take that from someone.
Right?
Absolutely.
It's based in reality.
You make it so very personal and real,
yeah,
and you see him work it out, and at the end of this documentary he does it right. I'm not saying that he would win back most,
no, but he's either great or
40% maybe people will go, that was good, yeah. you know he and now he's trying, you know, but then it's like he has to truly admit, though, first of all, that he did those things.
Yeah.
But I thought he did. I thought he went on Marin and he was like, I did. I did it on purpose. I would bump them to show them that I'm better.
Bumping
than
people
them.
Is one thing.
No, yeah. But he would say, and I could do their material better than them.
Yeah.
That's
admitting.
Yeah, but now there's certain things he defends, and if I was him, I would say. I stole all these jokes. Okay.
Maybe he don't remember honestly what he stole. He's that fucked up. Who knows?
I mean, there's a lot of people with accusations, so I mean, I think
and
that is possible.
I always say this when I talk about Ned is that, but he's done so much for me that it's a very difficult thing to talk about.
Yeah. That's how Freddie felt. His
yeah, it's
respect
very difficult.
For him.
I love.
Was,
I do love him.
Yeah.
It's crazy to say, but I do love the guy.
Yeah.
But did he rob from you or steal from you like that? Because with Freddie, he would call me from the road and be like, he told me he's doing this, this, and this.
Yeah.
I don't have any bits.
Yeah.
So I'd give him fucking Ronnie Kenny jokes and he's doing pull my finger jokes and he's 22.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that I'm going to have
to deal with, Ronnie Kenny.
I think, for just my whole...
Yeah,
career is just juggling this thing between
trapped
me and
in between
Ned.
People.
Yeah, it's just it's crazy because I'm now I love Joe Rogan.
Yeah,
you know, like I've now Ari and I are very good friends. Joe, you know that whole thing.
Ari's gonna be very happy about this.
Great, I think Ari will be great happy about this. You know, I've done. You know, Ari just out of the blue 4 years ago said 5 years ago said I want to squash it. We met, we squashed it. I love the guy.
Yeah.
You know.
Really?
I do.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
I do. And I think with Eleanor, I don't
like
know if we'll become best friends, but
that's
I don't
never
also,
happening.
We're never going to happen. But I also do want to come to a club and be able to
feel comfortable.
Not only comfortable, but be able to go, hey, I like that joke.
Right.
To her. Or, you know what I mean?
Just
or
have
ask
a relationship.
Her, how's the crowd?
Yeah.
Then she can go, there, you know what I mean? And that's what I want.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not here to, you know, be best friends with everybody, but
it's
know that
impossible.
She has worked really hard to get to where she is.
Right.
She really has. I wanted her to fail.
Thank you.
You know,
sound
but
like
she,
my mother.
She went against, I mean, everything she's done,
yeah.
You know, is like, oh, fuck, like she did it, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, that's what I want. And that's why I'm here.
That's awesome.
You know,
I mean, this has by far been one of the most personal.
Sorry.
Podcast that we've done, just in general, which is awesome. Like it's
17
so,
years, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of my favorite.
I didn't realize it was that.
Yeah, it's that deep. One of my favorite fights with Dice, and we fought a lot when we were dating. We still fight. We had a fight the other day in New York. I'll fight him right now. But we argue a lot. Remember when he was going through a divorce And he turned this place into a fucking soundstage, basically.
Always had his camera.
It was
camera.
Circus.
Yeah.
It was a circus. It was Dice's circus.
Outdoor circus.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, he'd be like, I need you. Like, Ren is easy, Rick. They'd be like, we have to see people. We have people in the cover room.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd have drinks melting, and he's like, you got to finish this scene. I'm like, I got to get these fucking drinks out.
Yeah. He thought Mike Black was a stuntman.
Yes.
He wanted to,
he
wanted to throw him
down
the belly
room steps.
Yeah.
I mean,
Mike's
chaos.
Like, I don't know about that.
He changed all the
he
lighting.
He turned it into
Remember?
Like yeah. Scorsese. Like yeah. he was, walk through this. You know yeah. what I mean? Turn
I need
your head.
To do this.
Don't, do
yeah,
it like
don't
that.
Say
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
So he puts you in a scene.
Yeah.
And it, and then we go home and we watch the dailies.
Yeah.
So that's what we called it. Yeah, yeah. So we're watching the dailies and your scene came on.
Yeah.
And not intentionally yeah. or maybe intentionally. Yeah. I don't know. I got up and I went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And
that was intentional.
All right, you're probably right. So
it's clearly intentional.
Clearly intentional.
Yeah. But I was like, ugh, in my head, ugh.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I go to the bath, I don't think about it. And, I, yeah. and then I go slow.
Sure, yeah.
And then I come back and he's like, he's fuming. He's like, you're trying to ruin my show because you don't like Bobby Lee.
Oh, wow.
Dude, you.
He stood up for you.
Yeah.
I go, this motherfucker.
Yeah.
He don't know. He didn't know what happened.
Yeah.
He didn't get it.
He's just like, look.
It's also then, he's trying to explain to
and
Max
was,
and Dylan, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel, I love those kids.
Yeah.
I really do. I talk to them whenever
and
I see them.
And when they
yeah,
saw
great.
You, and I said, go tell them about your CD, you know, whatever
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, I really do like those kids
yeah, they're
a lot.
Both
I think
awesome.
They're super
you too.
Talented.
They turned out amazing.
But I thought that I could be, I would have been closer if it wasn't for her.
Right. You could have
so
been Uncle Bobby.
Accurate.
But
that's how crazy my head is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I could have been, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But they
stop
love you.
The stepbrother or whatever.
Right.
I will tell you that they have no, no idea we have a beef.
I understand that. And whenever I see them, it's as if nothing, it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that you fucking did anything.
No, I'm just letting you know. For
I'm
your
telling you that we're fine.
Korean fucking brain.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, I've always, and Dice, I've always
yeah.
loved that.
Yeah,
I mean,
and Dice loved,
legend,
like, he would
bro.
Never.
Legend.
Yeah.
He would, and he loved Bobby. And
that's why I love him, because I remember at the Bellagio.
Uh-huh.
Me and Jim Norton opened for him.
Okay.
And you
where
were
was this? I was there.
You were there.
I'm kidding. I was?
Because you were backstage with the kids. And I
were
saw
we
you.
Were dating?
Yeah, you guys
Andrew
were dating.
And I?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I saw you. You had, Dylan was smaller. You had his arm around him. And they wanted to come see me, say hi. But you, I think you pulled Dylan back a
no.
little bit. Yeah. And then
no,
I'm
I
like,
would never do that. You know why? Because Andrew would kill me.
Maybe it was in my head.
Yeah, Andrew yeah. would kill me.
But
he was on your side.
I remember turning around going, that fucking...
Just let me right. talk
hey,
to the fucking
and I,
kids.
And
Andrew was on your side, buddy, not mine.
And no, I mean, and that was a great show. It was me. Imagine this show. Were you on it?
No, oh, yeah. I wasn't. I've only been doing stand-up 9.5
Joey
years.
Joey Diaz.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Jim Norton.
So just killer
show. And it was the Bellagio or the Stardust?
It was the Bellagio for sure, yeah. And maybe the Stardust.
Maybe
I, don't,
I wasn't there.
You were there.
Are you sure?
Eleanor, I'm not.
I would have put my foot down.
I totally remember even like the curtain. And I remember, like,
okay,
you were far
there.
Away, but I could vividly, distinctly see you, right?
And Freddie was still alive.
No, this would have been post-Freddie.
Can't be. Impossible. That's an impossibility. It won me. Because...
No, he was still alive.
Yeah, because Freddie...
He must have been still alive then.
Yeah, because Freddie opened for him a couple times at the Stardust. And Andrew and Freddie were really, really tight.
Oh, so what you're saying to me is this, is that you couldn't have been there... Because
I would have remembered.
You would have remembered.
Though. I remember Sebastian. I remember
okay.
Norton. I don't remember
you
Joe
know,
Diaz either, to be honest, opening for Andrew. I know Andrew loves him, and it probably did.
Well,
so it's probably
all right,
true.
Let's
I just
let's you know what?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Isn't
that one
it's,
I don't
it's fine,
remember.
It's fine. You know what? Why don't we just do this? Okay. We'll leave that one as a mystery.
I'm going to ask
no,
Andrew.
No, we'll leave that as a mystery.
Wait
let's,
till
let's
I tell
take,
him you were on the
let's
podcast.
Let's take the little
I'll be
seed.
So excited.
This the tiny seed, that little shitty seed.
Shit, the little shitball seed.
Shitball seed. We planted that shitball seed.
That stinky
it
fruit.
It might grow up into another shitball.
Another shitball tree.
But I have to go.
Yeah, we're going to have to. This
thank
is
you
the
for
thing.
Yeah.
That
we're,
was good.
We're going to have you back only because we didn't ask you about your show. Okay? There's
yeah.
so many things we do on
we'll
this podcast
again,
and we didn't
someday,
get to do
but,
it.
But what is it? Let's do it quick.
No, fuck it. Forget
what,
it.
Just tell me what the...
Oh,
what
we just like talk about... Do you remember your showcase for Mitzi?
Forget it. We'll do it another time. This was fine.
I'll
this is
do,
long
I'll,
enough.
I'll do 1 minute on
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm going to do a fucking 1 minute.
Talk the show.
I'm
going to
do 1 minute.
Do
I'm going
to
tell you. All right,
minute.
So I got passed a couple of years in.
Okay.
And what happened was Pauly goes, dude, you're opening up for me in Vegas. It was me, Wild Willie Parsons.
I still have his CD.
All denim, yeah, denim down.
This is when Shripa was the head of the entertainment of the Riviera. So Shripa's there. I didn't know who he was. If you don't know who Steve Shripa, he was in the, what's that show? Sopranos.
Yeah. I used to book the Riviera for him.
Oh, really?
It's Ricky.
Oh, that's amazing.
Uh-huh. And Ari and Caparillo and a whole bunch of
So them. I remember being, I'm from living in San Diego, and I remember going, and then Shripa going, hey, you know, he used to call me Ching. I don't know why, but.
Because he's funny.
He's funny, yeah. And he goes, do 5 minutes and that's it. Don't go over. Don't, you know.
Oh,
what
yeah,
I mean?
He always said that.
Right. Not six. I did it, and then Mitzi was there. And then that night, I saw her at the party or whatever, like an after party. She goes, you're a paid regular. And that's how it happened.
Wow.
So you showcased at the Riv. And she was pissed that week. She goes, he put me in a fucking Murphy bed.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't. She was
and that
was
like the most, like one of those things where I went, wow, I got really lucky there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
So lucky.
Yeah, because some people she despised when she'd see him on
elsewhere.
Doing the opening for Pauly, like Ren Azizi and Ari. She got rid of the unpaid regular position because she saw them open for Pauly in Palm Springs and without her permission.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No more unpaid regulars.
Ari ruined it.
All right, bye.
All right,
we'll
thanks.
Do it again.
Thanks,
Thank
Bobby.
You. Thank you. Don't take the headphones, fucker.
Check out Bobby. He's
oh,
got
yeah, what's your
Twitter, Bobby, Facebook.
Tiger Belly's my podcast.
Why don't you get to
Just
the...
fucking do it.
Tiger Belly's
Why
the
can't
podcast.
You get to the microphone? What's wrong with you?
Check me out on the Tiger Belly podcast. Follow me on Bobby Lee Live Instagram and Twitter, please.
Oh,
I want to plug a couple of things since I'm here.
Yeah.
Which is?
I have a couple of scenes of that movie, Keeping Up with the Joneses. Watch that.
Oh, I'm excited about that.
And I'm doing a second season of Love. Thank you.
Beautiful. All right.
And you did some Mad TV, right?
Thank you,
Didn't
Bobby.
You just do some Mad
yes!
TV? God damn it. I'm so happy he's gone. Rick, now we can really do the podcast
let's get started. The truth.
Sorry. Truth serum. We'll call that one. All right.
Well, thanks for listening, guys. I'm Rick Ingram.
I'm Eleanor Kerrigan.
Thanks for listening. Come to the Comedy Store.
Check out some shows.
Bye.